Hello, Tyler Bryden here. Very excited for Burning Man 2022. One of the wonderful people in our camp, Camp Majestic, shared a resource here that I haven't actually got to dive in too deep, but I think is very important because there is incredible food at Burning Man. The idea is once you get there, everyone is contributing, but there is no real, you know, you're not purchasing food. Obviously, you're bringing your own food, but there are camps dedicated to bringing wonderful food as their contribution to Burning Man. And so I don't know how this got stumbled upon, but I've got the link here. And if there's other relevant links, I'll actually take a look. But I basically have a PDF version, and I'm going to share this in the YouTube link below, description below. And you can see that's a table of contents, basically separated by date. So let's hop in just to Monday. And we can see the actual food served time, some with question marks. And then we've actually got the location as well, and then the camp name. So this is already, you know, incredible resource if you're planning out some food. Now, I think people get out there, depending on what substances they're doing or what they're doing, they may not be that hungry, or as hungry as they thought. But if you are hungry, you know that you've got some great places to go. And you can see that even one day, Monday, spreads down to 3-4 pages on the PDF. And so I'm guessing that there was some sort of limited submission for this. There are probably even more food that is out there. And obviously people are just generally trying to help each other out. So I think you can get some food sort of no matter where you get. Although one of the principles is self-reliance. So I'm not going to advocate that. You shouldn't be asking people for food everywhere you go. And I know that there's a couple camps that are around us here at Burning Man that our Camp Majestic is really excited about here too. And there's quite a range. We've got everything from breakfast food. I know last time I had some amazing vegan breakfast burritos. I had pancakes, I had waffles, I had an entire Jamaican jerk dish. Some of the other stuff I probably blacked out and ate, I don't remember exactly. But overall, an incredible sort of a range of food, and a lot of people trying to bring their own sort of tastes and culture and things that they love to Burning Man. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this video. I just thought this was a really good resource. I'm getting more excited for Burning Man. And I think this one, this is something that makes me, even more fired up, knowing that there's going to be incredible food there. And if this is something that intrigues you, you've got an entire PDF that you can jump through, find out, you know, where you're going to be, where you need to go. If there's something that really sticks out to you, you can plan on getting there. And hopefully, you might actually make it. So that's all for me here. I just wanted to record a quick video. This is the Chomp Guide for Burning Man 2022. Food, the guide to food on the playa. I've been Tyler Bryden. If you're going to Burning Man, just send me a message. I'd love to connect with you out there. And if not, like, comment, subscribe. Do all those things with the algorithm. And again, just very excited to be going back. I went once in 2019. This is my second year going. I have an amazing group of people, bringing a good friend who's going for the first time. And I can't be more excited, slightly nervous, but that's the way it goes. And I know that, maybe something like this, seeing all the great food and everything out there, all the great options, and knowing that you've got, you know, lots of great resources is something that gives you some confidence as you're heading out there too. So hope to see you out there, and have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.